And good day to you, Brevard County. It is Monday, and hope you had a great Easter weekend celebrating the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and that you are ready to finish out 2025 living with the resurrection power. You know, the Bible says the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead shall quicken our mortal bodies. Jesus said that he was going away. It was expedient for us. It was to our advantage because he was going to send the Holy Spirit. And so we are thankful that we get to live with the resurrection power of Jesus Christ operating in his church. So I want to say thank you today to the folks at Treasure Your Landscape. Their phone number is 321-749-1432. They also have Space Coast Nursery, which is at 3880 North Courtney Parkway on Merritt Island. That's north of the Barge Canal. They're open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, Saturday, 8 to 1. Their phone number is 321-452-5565. Treasure Your Landscape, they are really, really good at what they do. The exterior of the church has never looked better because of their vision, their skill, and their hard work. And so if you are considering upgrading your outdoor living space, Treasure Your Landscape is a licensed, insured family landscaping business with over two decades of experience. They travel all throughout Brevard County. They have a full array of products from landscape lighting, water features, artificial turf, excellent putting greens, not the cheap stuff that you can find in other stores. That's really, it really does not measure up to the quality, the product that they use. They do paver installations, installing and managing drains and downspouts. They want to transform your outdoor area into a space your family will treasure. They love Jesus. They're friends of the Refresh Radio program and WMIE. And they may be a great resource for you. 321-749-1432. And if you call them, maybe they can put their skill set to work on improving your curb appeal. So also, this is the spring offering here at WMIE. Their goal is to raise $40,000 to make sure that the gospel of Jesus Christ goes throughout Brevard County on a consistent basis. And I'd just like to say this. Thank you for listening. If you weren't listening, there would be no reason for us to be bringing the radio program to you. And the only way that we can bring it to you is because of all of the technology and the heart for the gospel that WMIE has. And so if you can think of trying to run a ministry on, you know, $40,000 over 6 months, and there are some other, I mean, paid programming and things like that. But let me tell you, with the way that prices have gone up, if a piece of equipment goes down, that can be a setback. And so I would like to ask you to prayerfully consider being a partner with WMIE for the next 6 months. 321-632-1000 is how you get in touch with the radio station here. And we want to thank you for being a listener of the Refresh Radio program, and we pray that we are a blessing to you. Today we are going to start a new series, and I this one, you know, we will touch on several things. I want to talk to you about prayer and praise. That's what we're going to talk about. I don't want it to be so scholastic. I want to try and help the body of Christ to better develop our communication with our Heavenly Father. And so we're going to be sharing some things, and I wanted to make sure before I did this that it wasn't just information that I was teaching, but instead that it was an experience that I was sharing. So there are a couple of things that can happen whenever a believer gets asked to do something. If you want to know a couple of things that you can ask a Christian to do, and it will cause many of them to, you know, shake in their boots. The first one is if you ask them to share their faith. And the devil has done a pretty good job of intimidating believers into thinking that they are not qualified to share their faith. They don't know enough to share their faith, that they're not able to handle any of the conversational directions that might come up. And I would just remind you, when it comes to sharing our faith, that a person with an experience is never at the mercy of a person with an argument. And so there was an old saying that I heard when I was a kid. I know that God is real because I just talked with him this morning. And so sharing our faith actually is an act of obedience. It's not something to be fearful of. We need to realize that it is an opportunity to see God work through us to enlarge his kingdom. The second thing that you can present to a believer that causes many of them to be quite unsteady or unsure is if you ask them to pray. And all of a sudden, you know, because they've heard other people pray, they automatically go into comparison mode. And comparison mode will oftentimes leave us feeling unprepared, or things like that. And so I want to kind of approach this from a different perspective. We're still going to read lots of the word, but I want to demystify, if you will, the opportunity of prayer that we are given each and every day. So if you teach a class on prayer, you will have probably a pretty good turnout. If you have a prayer meeting, then you might not get as large a turnout. And so we want to really see if we can't give some practical tips on how to better our prayer life. So I want to take you to Matthew chapter 6, and I want to begin reading at verse number 5. It says, "And when you pray, you shall not be like the hypocrites." So this is Matthew 6, 5. "For they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the corners, that they may be seen by men. Assuredly, I say to you, they have their reward. But you, when you pray, go into your room, and when you have shut your door, pray to your Father who is in the secret place, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly. And when you pray, do not use vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think that they will be heard for their many words. Therefore, do not be like them, for your Father knows the things you have need of before you ask him. In this manner, therefore, pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen." So what I want to start off with this morning is that prayer is all about our relationship. It's our relationship, not just with God, not just with our Father, but He's my Father. He's your Father. So Jesus said, pray to your Father. So the process of praying is birthed in relationship. Praying is not man's idea. Praying is God's idea. I've got this that I wrote down as I was preparing for this study, and I don't know if you like it, but it spoke to me. It was something as I was praying, God spoke that to my spirit, and I said, I'm going to write that down, because if not, I'll forget it 5 steps from now. And the saying is this: praying is learning to speak the language of heaven. Praying is learning to speak the language of heaven. So prayer is something that is spiritual, not intellectual. I mean, it can be intellectual, but just like Jesus said to the woman in John chapter 4, the Father is looking for worshipers who will worship Him in spirit and in truth. Prayer comes from a recognition of a spiritual need that we have to abide in God and to stay in communication with Him. So when my wife and I had our first child, and it happened with the second child and the third child, it was a completely new experience that first time. And there, I remember something that took place that was very frustrating for me. And that was this. I was paying attention, very close attention, to all of the things that my wife did in caring for our child. And as that child was expressing that they had a need, whether it was the need to have a diaper change, a need to be fed, a need to sleep, or a need to be held, I was watching how my wife acted, what she did during all of those different processes. And then I would try to put those same techniques, except for the feeding part, I would try and put those same techniques to use in the way that I handled them. And whenever my wife would interact with that child, they would immediately calm down. And so I said, okay, I know if I do this, that child is going to calm down. Except for the child did not calm down. And I would give it the good old college try. I wasn't, you know, ready to throw in the towel the first time there was a little whimper. I mean I was doing my best. And after a while, my wife would come and say, "Here, let me have them." And so she would take the child. And immediately, doing the exact same thing that I had done, put that child right at rest. Calmed down, the crying stopped, the screaming stopped, all of that sort of stuff. And I said, I don't know what you do different than what I was doing. And she said, you've got to understand, I've been carrying this child for 9 months, and during that developmental process, there's this bond between mother and baby where the baby is comfortable, the baby feels at home because its entire developmental stage has been about hearing the mother's heartbeat. About hearing the mother's heartbeat. And so I would say that one of the objectives that we have in our relationship with the Father is that we come in prayer with an ear to listen so that we understand the heartbeat of God. That because we understand that heartbeat, it brings us peace. And because we have peace that the world didn't give us, it's the peace that Jesus provides for us, the joy that he provides for us, we get to live with a life at rest, of supernatural rest, spiritual rest. And so that was something that I said, you know, I'm not going to be able to address that. I'm not going to be able to carry that, any of the children around for 9 months and let them hear my heartbeat. That's not the way this works. So I saw a video, and this was within the last few weeks, of this father with his newborn child. And surprisingly, he did not have the same experience that I did. Instead, whenever they gave the baby to him, the baby calmed right down. Brand new, newborn baby, and the baby calmed right down. And it said that during the entire 9 months of pregnancy, that father had spent every day at some point in time getting down close to the mother's belly and would speak to that child while it was still in the womb. The Bible says that God knew us when we were in our mother's womb. He's been speaking to us our entire life. The Bible talks about that there would be a famine, not of God speaking the word, but a famine of people hearing the word. So what had happened for that father that was different from me is that baby had not only developed hearing the mother's heartbeat, but had also developed hearing the tender voice of their loving father. And so while the baby was unhappy, while it was adjusting to this new lifestyle that has suddenly been thrust upon it, and it's unhappy in the hands of the medical professionals that are there to, you know, help this baby to adjust, when they put the baby into the father's arms and he started speaking to that child, it automatically brought a sense of safety, a sense of security, and a sense of love. So what if we took our time of prayer and removed it from the therefores and thous, and, you know, praying in old English, 17th century English? What if we took it out of that realm and instead focused on the picture that this is an aspect of our relationship with our Heavenly Father where we are positioning ourselves to have a conversation with him so that we learn to speak heaven's language. Because it's an entirely different world. You know, when a baby is in utero, the way that they get their nutrition is different. The way that they are sustained in life is different. It is a very restrictive environment. And as the baby grows, it becomes more and more uncomfortable. And it comes a point where the baby has two options, and that is either fully develop and enter into the world that God created for it to be, or it stays where it is because it doesn't want to embrace the change and it dies, because we were never meant to live in that environment forever. So, fortunately for us, our Father is the King. He's the Lord. And he wants us to be called out of darkness. He wants us to be called into his kingdom of marvelous light. He wants us to be called out of bondage into the freedom, not to do what we want, but the freedom to live the life and to develop and to grow the way that God wants us to grow. And, you know, we're a couple of months away from Mother's Day. Some of you listening will not appreciate this because you're not old enough to remember landlines and things, pay phones, things like that. So Mother's Day was one of the biggest card-giving days of the year. So there are lots of cards that are given away. There may be more Christmas cards given than Mother's Day cards, but, you know, Mother's Day cards were very popular. And while Mother's Day was known for cards and things like that, Father's Day at one point in time was known as the day where the most collect phone calls were made. And that what a collect phone call was, for those of you who may not know what that was if you didn't have a long distance plan, if you did not have the proper amount of change to use in the cell phone or in the pay phone, where you would say, they would say, please deposit another 35 cents or another 50 cents or another 75 cents. The way around that was you called the number and it was a collect phone call so that the person you were calling paid the price for it. So before I had a cell phone, I was traveling with my kids and I went to visit the city, the town. Let me rephrase that, the town. It wasn't big enough to be a full-fledged city as far as I'm concerned, even though I think they have a mayor and all that. But I went to take my kids to visit the town where their great-grandfather had lived and had passed away. They never got to meet him. And I got to the town okay, but once I got there, I didn't know where to go. And so I found a payphone, and I called my father, collect. And he said, okay, this is what you do. You go around here, you go here. And he told me how to find, you know, my grandfather's house and my grandfather's grave. And after that, he got a bill from the phone company. It was a 4-minute phone call because I had to write down the directions and all that. 4-minute phone call. He said, this is what he told me. He said, you need to get a cell phone. That 4-minute phone call cost me $32. It's like, wow, that's $8 a minute. And so he said, you don't call me collect anymore. Well, I want you to know something, that the reason that we can pray to our Heavenly Father is because Jesus paid the price. Whenever we pray to our Father who wants us to know His voice, to know that He is for us, not against us, that He is our sanctuary, He's our fortress, He's our refuge. He's the one that we can come boldly before the throne of grace to find help in our time of need. It's not a relationship to keep at arm's length. It's a relationship to embrace, to welcome, to appreciate. And the only reason that we can come to the Father is because we come in the name of Jesus. Jesus paid the price with His life to grant us access to the Father because our sins are forgiven. And so I want to kind of take, you know, prayer out of the theoretical, and I want to bring it into the relational aspect where it's about learning to communicate. And the lessons can come quick or they can come slow. What I have found in my grandchildren's development is this, that the firstborn sets the pace, but the children that come after that pick up the pace. They learn, they want to do everything that they see their older siblings doing, and they want to do it quicker. They want to do it right then and now. I pray that as new believers come into the body of Christ this, you know, post-resurrection season, that they will find that the people of God are people of prayer, because we never get tired of talking with our Heavenly Father. Hope you'll have a conversation with Him today. And we will be back tomorrow right here on WMIE to journey a little further into the topic of praying. See you then.